up watching TV. I hope in hell I'm able to tell whatever's happened to me. Facing a phase in the future, hope I got something to lose. Too good to be true. Too good to be true. Much too good.
Difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF.
Imagine there's no
Thank you.
Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh, yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Thameside Radio. 10 minutes later than usual. We gave a John Lennon 10-minute run-up. We can't give a 10-minute silence, unfortunately, due to a technical problem at our transmitter if we attempt it. However, it's really great to see that you're all out here, and I'm sorry it's an unfamiliar voice greeting you at this unfamiliar time. But until Bob actually gets his finger out and gets down here from wherever it is he's been delayed, I'm afraid it's the Intrepid Birdman show a whole 2 hours early. Anyway, up the junction here by the Squeeze.
Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Thames on Radio on 90.2, that was the Squeeze, and up the junction. We're all a bit of a tiz this week, because Uncle Bob's let us down all at the last minute, and at this very moment we received a telephone communication from him saying, don't panic, I'll be there in 20 minutes. Believe that if you will. Okay, we'll just kind of muddle along until he gets here, putting out some kind of a programme, God knows what kind. Alex, are you nearly ready to do the news?
Oh, it's very close.
Yeah, it's very close, isn't
one
it?
One record to go, okay?
One record to go, okay. In one record's time, Alex is going to attempt single-handed with both arms tucked up his sleeve to do the news with Sarah's help. Great.
Giddy up and get away. Away.
Oh, good old Status Quo there, rocking all over the world. And so were we last week. If you were at the Thameside OB, you'll have noticed that. We had quite a gas. Anyway, time now for the news. So let's have a quick news. Over to Alex and Sarah.
There are rumours circulating about Splodgeness Abounds to the effect that the band had split and its singer Max Splodge was to join the Ruts as their new frontman. Max, however, later confirmed that the band is going through some upheaval at the moment, but that he intends to stay. Max explained that his group did begin to fall apart recently after he told the others he was leaving because he was feeling dissatisfied by the lack of musical progress. He's also in the progress of recruiting new members to replace those who have left. No new lineup has yet been finalised.
The Stranglers arrived in Nice last week for the official hearing regarding the incitement to riot charges brought against them by the French police following their Nice University gig in the late spring. They were told, however, that the court won't give its verdict until January and they don't need to be there at the time. This implies that the court will settle for a fine or a suspended sentence if they are found guilty.
Dates to their New Year tour, all of which are in February. The first of these is on February the 4th at Uxbridge Brunel University. More dates have to be finalised, including a major London show, either in mid-January or later in February.
Concerts lined up for the Christmas week are The Blues Band, who play the venue on December the 22nd, Madness, who play the Hammersmith Odeon on Christmas Eve, and Orchestral Manoeuvres, who play the Hammersmith Odeon on Wednesday the 17th of December.
Another London pub venue, the John Bull in Chiswick, is facing the problem of having to stop staging rock gigs. It is, at the moment, one of the most active pubs on the circuit, with at least 5 gigs every week. But because of noise objections, the licence is now threatened. The hearing has been adjourned until January.
This week, a compilation album is released by KTEL, titled The Best of David Bowie. It contains his biggest hits from 1969 to 1980 and will be supported by extensive TV advertising.
Thank you.
Elton John has ended all speculation concerning his recording future and that of his company, Rocket, by re-signing with Phonogram International. The deal, which was made in Australia 2 weeks ago, is worldwide except for the US and Canada, where he has signed with Geffen Records. Elton has also confirmed that he will be touring Britain extensively in the early spring.
Two live LPs are issued this week. The first is from Yes and is released on Atlantic Records. The other is a compilation of unreleased Jimi Hendrix live recordings released on the Red Lightning label. This has been Sarah and Alex with the Thameside Radio News.
Oh, gee, thanks, Sarah and Alex. You did a really neat job there. I think that was really beautifully read. I'm quite speechless. I'm only speechless because I've run out of script. Oh, dear. We got a letter from last week, actually, from... who is it? This guy, Seth. Do you remember speaking to Seth, Alex, at all?
Seth Hansler, yes. Oh, yeah. I remember Seth.
He says, "Dear Mr. Birdman, you drink sodden vermin. You and your vile accomplice, that fiend Bob Edwards, have incited many young people into drink, drugs and debauchery. I really enjoyed it." Okay, Seth, here's a record for you, man. Oh, dear.
That you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All this skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Another one just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. For women, that's what I preach, preacher man. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Oh shit, there goes the charabang. Looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
sounds like he's having the same trouble with his false teeth that I am. That was Stranglers there on the Bee Gees, the least appropriate record I could hardly think of. And since we're in a state of total chaos and we're all waiting for Uncle Bob to arrive, we thought it would be a jolly good idea if Uncle Alex did a rather super presentation of a Beatles special, or a John Lennon special, I should more appropriately say. Well, are you ready for this, Alex?
Just about.
The honour is yours.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. I'll creep off now and make a cup of coffee, I think.
That's a great idea.
Thanks.
One sugar.
See you later.
John Lennon died on Monday, aged 40 years and 2 months, shot by one of his fans with 5 bullet holes. The oldest of the Beatles, he probably had an enormous influence on music. And, well, really, there's not a lot you can say that he's just everybody's hero. He wrote all the best Beatles songs, the ones that were very hard, rather than Paul McCartney's soppy love songs.
Well, I bet you thought that we're going to have some Beatles records for a while. Perhaps we will later, but not just for the moment. Sorry, awfully sorry, if you just saw us of Orange Street going along the West Way, might have been me, sorry about the blue streaks after it. Sorry, gang in the studio.
Oh, sorry, it's all right, Bob. We were hoping to manage without you, but it's a
you tried very well, and you succeeded as well, actually. It's great listening to it, so I was dashing along.
Well, glad you enjoyed it.
Right, OK, well, terrific. How about some girls' school and... yeah, right.
Somebody Okay, well, while I get my breath back, you wouldn't think you could lose your breath driving a car, but you can. Here are the planets, and don't look down. Planets and don't look down. Well, thank you very much, everyone who came along to last week's party. I think everyone had a really good time. Apparently we had about 300 people turn up in all. It was an absolute riot. When we went to collect people from the station at 6:30, Alex and Sarah popped down there. The whole station was full of people. I mean, we expected a couple of people to be there as it was so early, but no, the whole station was full of them. They all trooped back and behaved themselves, crossed the road quietly. Took a long time, but they crossed the road quietly. I'd like to, in particular, thank all these people who helped out. We wouldn't have done without you. James on cables, Giles on doors, Renata on communications, Aid. Don't know what Aid was doing, but he was helping Chris on DJ protection. Bamber on badges, and Debbie on coffee. And, of course, you know, people like Dave and Alex and Sarah, who didn't really do much at all. And also thanks to Mark, who sort of made the party go with a swing. I think that's the one way of describing it.
I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping screen to sigh. I wanna be an arcade in the city. To get what you want, I use the best, I use the rest, I use the enemy, I use anarchy, cause I wanna be anarchy. It's the only way to be.
In the UK by the Sex Pistols. During the party, I was handed lots of pieces of paper saying, you know, please give me a dedication. Various threats thrown in at the same time. I generally stuff them in my back pocket and I've lost most of them, sorry. But consider yourself dedicated to and dedicated from, etc. I've got one here, however. This one goes out to Tim, Tony, Ralph, Hugh Jars, and also Lar Jars. We actually met Hugh Jars last week.
He matches his name.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. And also Richard and Mike. Normal names.
Never win, love. If you believe that's how it's gonna be, I better put gotta take. That's the way it's gotta be. Roll it over and you will see. The city streets are full of people going over and making time. The change from night to day is really only hours, just along the line. Can't you see the sign? When I looked around,
looked around,
I was heading down.
Well, there we are. That's ELO and Tightrope. Thank you very much for everyone who's sort of congratulated us on our 3-year birthday last week. It's quite nice being 3, actually, again. Quite like it. One guy gave us a record, and if I said it was After the Fire, you might know that it was Andrew Simpson, because he's always going on about After the Fire. So what can we do? If he gives it to us free, I suppose we better play it. Okay, first Christmas card here this year. This comes from Chris Brown, and he says, wishing you happiness at Christmas and in the new year to Bob, Dave, Alex and Sarah. Best wishes from Chris Brown. Okay, well, I hope that's going to be the first of many. Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London West 5. Here's After the Fire. That was After the Fire, and after our first Christmas card this year, our first Christmas record.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. The eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him and threw his disguise. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be heaven on earth. The Christmas we get we deserve.
Well, let's have a few Lonely Hearts Club boxes, and this week they're in a totally jumbled up order. On the way here I sort of spilt everything. Dear Bob, could I please have a box number? Okay, this is box number 69C. Don't get confused with A and B. Okay, 69C. Dear Bob, could I please have a box number? I thought I might ask for one because two of my friends have won, and before long they will be writing in on my behalf, if you see what I mean. Not really, actually. Could I please have box number 69C, as John O'Hannon has 69B, and a girlfriend... Oh, and a girl from Twickenham has 69. My musical tastes are Pink Floyd, AC/DC, OMD, and Ultravox. I'm into electronics, atomic physics, digital time phase programming of rectilinear keyboards, and I am on the verge of proving Einstein's theory of relativity wrong. I'm 14 years old and pretty intelligent. So anyone between 13 and 14 years old who wants to have Heisenberg's uncertainty principle explained to her or him should write to me. I'm desperate for more amazing scientific theories to bore people with. And that's from Brian, okay? If you want to write to Brian, 69C. Another one here says, Dear Bob, please could you give me box number 69984371? And also say hello to Brian, John, Cran and Adrian. A good indication of my character is the fact that I have the same interests as John, who had a box number last week. Please don't read out any other letters posted in Charlfont St. Peter's bearing my name, because they're just my friends playing about. I see. Okay, well, we know what your handwriting's like now. So, Michael, I hope this isn't one of your friends mucking you about. You've got box number 69984371. Okay, well, I just noticed it's gone 8 o'clock.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home. Bang, that's another bomb on another town while the Tsar and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop, I will stop the cavalry.
And stop the cavalry. Right, another box number here. Dear Rob, could I please have a box number 66, because I have listened to your station for 2 weeks, and I think it is great. I've been going out with a girl called De Taurus, who, to say the least, is exciting, but I would like a change. I recently built a computer which took me a year to get. When I built it, I placed the chips in the wrong way round. It was the stickers the wrong way round, so I blew the lot. Great, fantastic. I have brown hair, green brown eyes, and one... Oh, and are 6'2" tall. 6.2 feet tall. And I also am exciting, energetic, and hate all music except that of Susie and the Banshees. Sounds like a great guy. That's Andrew, and he's box number 66.
And walk.
Bob Seger and Still the Same, when we used to play on Thameside 1.5 years or so ago. Right, a box number from Perivale now, and this hasn't got a number, it's got some letters, never mind. Please give me box number RJT. My name is Bobby. Great name, that. People never call me Bobby, actually, they call me practically anything else, but not Bobby. I'm just 15, wear glasses, black hair, I like to wear... Oh, yes, there are some people call me Bobby, actually. I've lost myself now. I'm just 15, wear glasses, black hair. I like to wear flared jeans with Genesis and Scar written on each leg. I like the Beatles. My hobbies are fighting Mum and cleaning my room. I know Righteous Jar and the Dub Masters. So, girls, if you go out with me, you might get a look at one of these mega superstars. I see, and that's from Bob. And he says, thanks, Bob. That's box number RJT.
Come on, take me to the Mardi Gras, where the people sing and play, where the dancing is elite, and there's music in the street both night and day. Hurry, take me to the Mardi Gras, in the city of my dreams. You can legalize your loaves, you can wear your summer clothes in New Orleans.
Paul Simon and Take Me to the Mardi Gras. Okay, we just had a telephone call through to the studio. Sounds a bit urgent. If anyone knows Paul Byrne, could they phone Renata, okay? Hopefully he's been listening because he's a Thameside listener. So
could Paul phone Renata as well?
Or Paul, if you're listening, phone Renata yourself, okay? That's Paul Byrne, phone Renata. Right, in the meantime, a bit of Queen and their, Flash.
Savior of the universe.
Well, that's fantastic, wasn't it? Got quite involved with that. Can't quite decide whether that's a good record or a bad one, but we'll play it all the same, let you decide. That was Queen and Flesh. Here's not a box number, I think it's just quite a nice letter. Comes from Southall, says, "Hi Thameside, this is Janie again here. Remember competitions, etc. I hope everyone at the studio are alive and well." Are we alive and well?
Oh, half alive.
Well, half alive and well. Yeah. And bursting with joy. Are we bursting with joy?
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Bursting with something.
Whoopee!
I think Alex is anyway. P.S. Don't ask me who Joy is, because I don't know. Thanks a lot, Bob, for playing a request for Francis King last time I wrote in. Would it be possible to play another record for him? I hope it is possible. And also, could you tell him I love him very, 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 very much? I never want to leave him, and I hope he never leaves me. The reason why I love him so much is because he is so good, kind, considerate, apart from being fantastically beautiful. I hope I never, ever have to write into your lonely heart spot. By the way, I think you've got a good idea going there. Anyway, I'd better go now, as I'm supposed to be revising. Bye, lots of love from Jeannie. P.S. Dearest Thameside, never stop broadcasting. I wish you could make the show last longer. Hey, it rhymes. Oh, it did until I read it out. Pretty good, don't you think? Lots of love, Jeannie, again. Yes, fantastic. Here's just about my second favourite record at the moment. It's Barry Andrews and Rushmore Road.
The 159 runs along it, round the corner from Baker Street. There's a doll's house shop on the corner of Listen Grove and Rushmore Road. Rushmore Road. Turn left at the edge, it says, in Listen Grove. In Rushmore Road, and there's a number of public buildings and a safety barrier down the middle of the road. In Rushmore Road, in Rushmore Road, in Rushmore Road, white and yellow. Park.
shop on the corner of Listen Grove and Rushmore Road. Rushmore Road. Rushmore Road. Rushmore Road. South of the circular, under the road, above the railway. Oh, honey now, 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 oh, honey now.
Yes, well, it should actually have been Rossmore Road, but due to the heavy cold I've got at the moment, it came out as Rushmore Road. That's by Barry Andrews. Buy it now, make it number one for Christmas. What is going to be number one for Christmas? Anyone know around here? No?
John Lennon.
John Lennon, yep, good idea. I wouldn't be surprised. Thanks a lot to the band who are playing last week. I've almost forgotten their name because they keep on changing. It's Hiatus Thingy. We'll find out after the next record. But we're going to keep you informed. Any gigs they're playing, they were terrific, and I'm sure you'll want to go and see them if they're around about in your area. Like acting in a movie when you got the wrong part.
tender young Alice, they'd say. If I give you my number, will you promise to call me? Wait till my husband's ready.
Welcome, John, and all the young girls like Alice. Yes, and it's Tahiti Syndrome is the name of the group. I wish you could have thought of something nice and simple, like Fred Bloggs or something. It's a bit too much for my mind to get around. Right, letter here from Mandy. Let's see what she says. I haven't actually read the rest of the letters because I didn't sort of have time in my mad dash to get here, so should be interesting. Hope it's not rude. From what I heard and from what I have been told, the OBs last Sunday was very interesting. What I really mean is that it seems as if everyone ended up totally inebriated and did lots of strange things and lots of very strange things indeed. Well, most of us were quite normal, except for Mars, who was doing very strange things, but everyone was totally inebriated, yes. The real reason for writing was for you to read out some dedications, and being the wonderful person which you are, you're going to read them, aren't you? Yes. So it's hi to Richard, John, Marks, oh, he's got in there, Louis, Mutty, and Roe, and also for anyone else who lives in Kent, they have my full sympathy. And to everyone who listens to Thameside who doesn't know me. Just one more thing, please say thanks to my big sister Lynn for giving me Thameside a plug at her university, or at Kiel University, even though she's never heard of Thameside. Actually, I blackmailed her into it. Well done, Mandy. Good stuff. Hope everyone else is doing similar things. The Police.
Don't think me uncalled.
police. Okay, dearest Mr. Bob, this is a really good P.O. Box number, actually. This one comes from Holland Park. Please could I have P.O. Box number 69... She asked for C, but I'll have to give her D because somebody already pinned C. So, P.O. Box number 69D, okay? Because it sounds like a very interesting number. I'm 4.5 years old and 3 foot tall. I have peroxide blonde hair and baby blue contact lenses. I have a strange fixation for TV programmes like Bill and Ben, Trumpton, Noah and Nelly, but my favourite is Rainbow because I'm madly in love with Buggles. I didn't really know anything about that programme. My favourite group are the Wombles, and I have every single and LP they ever released. My greatest ambition is to go to Rodine when I'm 11, but if I can't go there, I would very much like to go to St. Trinian's. I think that'd be more fun. I can't write anymore because my foot hurts. Thank you very much for reading my request. Love and stuff from Samantha. P.S. This letter isn't exactly truthful, but please may I have a P.O. box number anyway? Certainly. P.P.S. I'm not a boy in disguise. I really am a girl. Okay, guys, they are box number 69D, Thameside Radio, number 1, Grosvenor Parade, London, West 5. Here is a little bit of dose of Led Zeppelin in the evening. say no one knows anything really good to get rid of a totally blocked up nose, please send it in quick, won't you? John, from London North 15, he says, please send my greetings for the festive season to loony little Mandy Squires with the message, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I hope, Mandy, you understand that.
Get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old. Try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation.
Thank you.
up, we all about my generation. Cause we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
The Who and My Generation are anthem of its time, an anthem of forever, really. Alphonse Street in London, good place as any other place. John writes from there, and this is a letter that should really have been read out last week, but we were so busy we couldn't. I can't make it to Chiswick next week, but me and my mates have made the Thameside Radio Fan Club and have organised a bit of an evening next Sunday to celebrate your third birthday. We have got a cake in which we are going to have a nice big bird jumping out of it, but she wouldn't. So we are going to have to do with my mate's budgie. Okay, well, you guys, I hope you had a nice time wherever you were. We certainly did down in Chiswick. Next year, try and come along and bring your bird that should be in the cake along with you.
Hey, Paula. Come here. When I see you, not to look at, and all that, and so on, and that's a fact, and so forth, and all that, and thereabouts, and that's the truth, and not to look at either. No fear. You think I'm wrong, I think you're right. I think you're wrong. You think I think. And then again, and then again, and then again, and then again. And if not, why not? If. And if not, why? Not. And if not, why not? Of course it might be B. Of course it might be B. Be it as it might be. Hey, Paul. I'm hoping desperately that you will take me to see a good... And also, you and Ian might want to share a flat with me if I get one fitted. And if not, why not? Not if, and why. Why not? Of course it might be B.
So I'm the
Thank you, Ian Jury. What a true Londoner he is. A typed thing here says, "Dear Radio G-String, how close to the truth you are. Last week, my house fell down. I lost all my money. My firm went broke. My girlfriend left me. And all I have left in the world is my transistor radio." Oh, what a lucky guy. "Happily, I tuned in to you as usual last week, but you didn't read my request. That was too much, and I decided to end it all. However, I'm still around, and... however, if I'm still around next week, could you play it? Play a record for me. Actually, I sort of missed this request last week, so... I suppose there's not much point reading it out, really, is there? I mean,
Is there any point at all, Bob?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, I hope somebody scraped up the mess. That was from Louis, by the way. "P.S. I have just had a brilliant idea. How about running a competition where the audience could send in half-hour tapes of them being DJs and playing their best?" Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. It might be a real good guess, that. So if you want to send in half-hour of yourself, we almost like send it straight to the bin, but, well... play your bits of it or something. Right.
Down, you wonder why. I see you there with your painting box and your oils and brushes and your artist's marks. What'll you do if the muse gets lost when I'm gone? You painted me in the way you said you knew. That I saw myself in anything you drew. I say you never quite caught it right. You say you see me in a different light. What'll you do with your black and white when I'm gone? You paint by numbers. I never noticed it before. You paint by numbers. It's just a closing of an open door. When you're looking round, you won't see me no more. You paint by numbers.
listen to your geometric scales. I see you measure my profile up and you mix your paints in a broken cup. What'll you do if the brush gets stuck when I'm gone? You paint by numbers.
Al Stewart and Paint by Numbers. This is Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF. Bob Edwards here through for, in theory, another 3 minutes, but I'll make sure I get a few more minutes out. Dear Bob, you read out Krishna's letter a couple of weeks ago, or you read it out. You remember the one about the cruel bloke, that's me, who should have proposed marriage but hadn't. I would have written earlier, but I had to save up enough money to buy a stamp. Also, I had to wait for my sister to go out so I could steal some of her notepaper and an envelope. It's not that I don't want to marry Krishna, Bob, it's just that I'm so poor. I really can't afford to. Do you think you could play her record just to let her know how I feel? Well, yes, I suppose so, Steve. Anyway, Bob, thanks a lot and all the best from Stephen King. Stephen, we're going to be sending Alex round and he can do nasty things with his tape recorder, so I should get ready for the marriage day. Right, I'll say ta-ta now and Dave will be up in a few minutes' time.
Dockets of Hampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris.
Back, right?
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this